valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Launching from an etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Hey, everybody. We are glad to be with you on a Friday, and I am Steve Starrs, and along with me is Etheric Dave. Etheric Dave, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm still vertical and ventilating, and that is where I will leave it for today.
Vertical and ventilating is a good way to be. The question is, will the Republican Party be vertical and ventilating after July if things keep going the way they are? Because I think these guys are monkeying around with destroying their own party, which doesn't surprise me much considering they've allowed this imposter sock puppet president, Barry Sotero, to operate all these years, and they keep telling us they're going to
fix
things.
I kind of doubt they're going to be around. You know, I think they're a few monkeys short of an infinite supply.
Yeah, they don't even quite have a barrel, you know, but that's about, you know, bad circus monkeys at that, you know, and so the situation.
Bad monkey.
Yeah, I called my senators and my senator, Cory Gardner, and my congressman, Ken Buck, to complain about the Ted Cruz steal. Not because this is a situation to a certain extent where there's a competitive thing going on in the party, but because Ted Cruz is illegal. He is illegal. He can't run. He is a Canadian-born citizen. He cannot be the president of the United States. He can be a senator. He just cannot be the president. And they're becoming a party to crime, especially the way they're sifting these votes out of the people's hands at these delegate conventions and things like that. And, Dave, as you know, the talk lines and radio talk shows around Colorado burned up after the Republicans decided that they weren't going to allow a straw poll or any possibility of allowing people in their primary, their first initial primary meetings, you know, to make any decisions. They were just going to pass that up to the party, and the delegates, so-called, the delegates that they pick or choose, are going to make their decision there. And six of them from Colorado have already gone over to Cruz, and they haven't even had the convention until tomorrow, the official primary convention. So I called my senators and my senator Cory Gardner and Ken Buck. Cory Gardner made an acceptance speech when he won the election race from Mark Udall. Mark Udall. Guess it was in 2014, Dave. And he said that the voters have sent us a clear message, and we're under the gun to produce, you know what I mean? And he was admitting that, and I talked to his office, and they were pretty nice about it. Actually, I told him I work for a radio network, and they said, gee, we'll take your phone number. We may want to get in touch with you. I said, well, if you dare, you know, come on our show, because, you know, we'll have some very hard questions for, you know, both the congressman and the senator, but the senator, Cory Gardner. But anyhow, the point is simply this, that they're committing suicide. They're destroying the party. They are destroying any chance of any opposition to Hillary Clinton by what they're they're doing here. And it is illegal. I said, you are a party to the crime. Party to the crime. And the people are going to be very, very angry. And you know what? Instead of supporting Republicans, I will be leading the charge to the best of my ability to turn on you for doing what you're doing right now. Now, pass that down to the senator, to the congressman, to the mayors, to the governors, to the state reps, to the dog catcher, and tell everybody who's a Republican there are apt to be some very serious problems in the next election if they keep monkeying around, as we have said, with this situation, Dave. And that's what's going on. I mean, friends, they're trying to steal the election, and they're doing it right now. And we'll see how it goes after Colorado casts their votes or what the outcome is next Monday. I don't think I'm going to be very happy. I predict that it's going to be But that's what's happening, and I have called my senators and congressmen. If you have Republican congressmen or senators, call them. Let them know they're stealing the party, and let them know we're watching, and let them know we're going to turn on you. You know, we're going to turn on you coming up very soon if you keep this up. We know what's going on. We're sick and tired of your treason against us in this party. And the same thing, of course, is happening with Bernie, as we've talked about, too. You know, Bernie Sanders is also being stolen from and robbed and everything like that, Dave. And, you know, I mean, this is their goal are to keep their people in power. This is the New World Order elitists that I'm talking about. And they have they're doing everything at the top of the power structure of these parties to do that. Now, people get upset. They get all, you can't change anything. Hey, listen, I don't blame you for being cynical. But friends, this is where it changes right here. This is what you're seeing. And, if you want to make any difference or at least try to pull these parties back on course, you got to do it now.
Yeah, that's the only chance to do it because they are way off course. They've been off course for a while. They've been rigging and stealing elections for a while, but never before have they been so blatant and obvious about it for everyone to see. And they're just rubbing everybody's faces in and going, yeah, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Well, right. You're going to find out.
Yeah, that's right. Because they've been caught. They've been identified. We know how they're operating. We know what they're doing. And we're not going to stand for it, friends. And I will lead the charge. I will say, do not even vote for a Republican for dog catcher or city clerk or something like that. Let's abandon the party since they've abandoned us.
I did that years ago, Steve. I haven't voted for a Republican or a Democrat in quite some time, for the exception of having voted for Bernie just to vote against Hillary, you know, just to thumb my nose at her ugly mug.
Yeah, and I think it was a good thing to do. I've done the same thing, and I would have gone to the Republican convention, but I had already told them I was leaving the party and basically discluded myself already. Then I thought about getting back in, and I realized, well, it wouldn't have made any difference because they didn't give us any choice at all. They just stole everything. They just took it out of the hands of the people completely in the state of Colorado. And they're doing that in other places, even when people go in and vote, stand in line, listen to all the nonsense, and then cast their vote, and then they decide to do something else. And this is going to make people furious. Tell your senator, tell your congressman, tell your governor, tell your mayor. Tell them you guys are headed for trouble. You guys are headed for serious trouble. Because you see, even though at the top, they're trying to run things around us, all the people at the bottom, you know, I mean, all the way down to dog catcher, as I said, you know, your city clerks, people like that, state attorneys, whoever they are. I mean, all these people are going to be affected by it as well. And they're apt to have their own revolt against these leaders. And that may have an effect on the races.
It might. It's hard to say. And we're going to see the same thing in the Democratic Party with the superdelegates and all that stuff. You know, because, you know, if it wasn't for these superdelegates, it would be a real horse race, kind of neck and neck kind of deal. But, you know, Hillary's all way out in front because of these superdelegates that don't answer to anybody. And I think everybody's starting to get the idea that they're just going to install a dictator and our vote does not matter. It doesn't matter what we say. You know, we're going to have to put up with whoever they say. And that is not what our country was founded on. That's not what we're supposed to have. And it is up to us to get active to make sure that that doesn't fly.
Right, absolutely. It's we the people, friends, and you're gonna have to fight to get your country back, friends. I mean, not necessarily in the streets, and this is what we're hoping, but you're gonna have to fight with these bureaucracies, oligarchies, and people operating behind closed doors to steal things. And it's the Federal Reserve, of course, is a big part of it. Hey, you know, I do listen to some financial reports, and maybe I don't mean to change the subject too quickly here, but apparently, and you were noticing this too, Dave, and that's why I refer to you for your expertise, but Jamie Dimon is telling the investors at a stockholders meeting that get ready for losses with J.P. Morgan. I mean, they're even showing it at that point.
We've been waiting for that to happen for a while now.
Right. Yeah, and they're saying $4 billion. Now, you know, that number is very, very low compared to what it really is. They're going to lose at least $4 billion on the Chinese securities market. And Japan, you know, we've seen it around in other places, of course, Hong Kong and various locations, Taiwan, Indonesia, the Indian market, all these different foreign markets are turning down very quickly is from what I'm seeing. And then, of course, now that leads to the triple digit loss on the Dow that was yesterday. I don't know how they're doing today, but well, what's your take on that, Dave?
Well, you know, these banks have been doing fraud and all sorts of underhanded stuff for some time, just kind of, you know, propping themselves up by hook and by crook, and it can only last so much longer. I mean, you know, they're on their death throes. I mean, it's been happening for a while, and at some point, it's not going to work anymore, and they're going to come back to the people and say, hey, you got to bail them out again. And, you know, we weren't all about that the first time. You know, over 90% of the population said, no, hell no, let them fail. And they bailed them out anyway. You know, we are living in a fascist economy, and there is no doubt about that anymore. I think it should be clear to everyone out there what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely should. We have seen this happen so many times in the past and over the years, but it has just landslided on us recently, you know, with TARP in the beginning, QE1, QE2, QE3, and now
QE infinity.
Yeah, right. Negative interest rates are coming, friends, and, you know, Dave and I have talked about this before. We're actually paying negative interest rates right now if you're using your bank card as a credit card, because you're paying interest to use that card, you know, and even though the money comes directly out of your account, you're paying Visa, or you're paying, you know, somebody that is Discover, or could be.
Oh yeah, well, the criminals have to get their cut. You got to get a piece of the action.
Right. And, so we are, I mean, have you seen many stores that say, I've seen gold dealers and people like that say, if you pay with, either a direct deposit or a debit, or if you pay with a counter check or personal check, we will give you the discount of what you're paying on your Visa, just to show you that you are actually empowering this and you are actually paying for the right to use your money right now. And this is a negative interest rate.
Well, last year we were trying to buy some equipment, and we kept running into, oh, there is a, you know, a 3% surcharge for the credit card, and there's nothing we can do about that, blah, 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 they've got to get their cut. And it's like, well, that's kind of ridiculous. So, you know, we can write you a check, and it's going to be this price, but if we put it on the company credit card, it's going to be this much. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, and people should see what they're being charged or what the costs are in using that bank credit card. If it's a credit card, it's different than the debit, of course, but your bank credit card is assessing money to the transaction on this deal. And, of course, you do get some coverage, I guess, maybe some security or whatever, who knows, and I'm not really upset with my situation. But, you know, I don't see stores putting signs out that saying paying cash, save 2%. You know, I mean, I like to see that at your, you know, your local Kroger's or King Supers or your, you know what I mean, or your Walgreens, Walmart. Pay cash, save money, you know, which is what they should be doing. But, you know, hell, that takes somebody who can figure out how to get change out of a cash register, and you don't want to, you know, overload them.
Common Core has ruined that.
You know, it's a Friday, friends, and for us anyway, and I hope it is for you too, and we're going to have to relax a little bit, but I mean, it's just crazy, the stuff that's going on. Hey, did you see this story? This was actually first published in WND.news. former President Bill Clinton unloaded on the Obama administration and Black Lives Matter protesters during a campaign event for his wife in Pennsylvania. He got into a big fight with Black Lives Matter's people. Clinton took a veiled jab at Obama's handling of world affairs, saying, quote, "Unlike when I was president, a lot of things are coming apart around the world now. Well, we like to think about our economic issues, but you have to worry about a collapse in Europe dragging back the American economy. You have to worry about the largest number of refugees since World War II, and all this stuff comes home," said Bill Clinton. As WND reported, the Clinton family has been unleashing a barrage of attacks on Obama in recent weeks. On March 21st, Bill Clinton publicly lamented the awful legacy of the past 8 years. We talk about somebody with an awful legacy. He would know.
Pot, this is kettle. You're black.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. So Clinton told listeners at the Spokane Falls Community College that if they believe the U.S. had finally come to the point where we could put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us, I mean, there's a pot and kettle again, right? He's saying that, that they were practicing trickle-down economics and no regulation in Washington, then you should vote for Hillary. You know, of course, the Black Lives Matter people got really upset and came after him, and now he's blaming them for a lot of the things that have happened in the inner city, you know, and this is part of Hillary Clinton's base, of course, you know. She's getting more black votes than Bernie Sanders is. So, I mean, this doesn't help him. Sometimes I wonder if Bill Clinton doesn't want Hillary to be president, you know.
You know, I don't know about that. I mean, maybe not. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Those two are such a weird couple, man, you know.
I mean, Yeah, no, they're just, you know, criminals in there. And, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, he jumps up and down about all the problems that Obama's going to be dealing with here. He's, you know, part of the ones that started the damn fire in the first place. So, yeah, okay, you know, we mess all this stuff up and, you know, start the economy on this downward trend and then, you know, let the W administration get in there and really mess things up even more. And then, and now, you know, blame Obama for the stuff you started. Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Right.
Ass.
Yeah, and the same thing is true with W, of course, because all the time that Clinton was in there, Larry Summers was working in the background to set up the failure, you know, or what was going to happen after Glass-Steagall was repealed. And that was 1999, friends. And so they were setting up the dominoes, even going back to old man Bush, really. You know, they've been setting up the dominoes to fall for a long time, and it wasn't apparent until, you know, halfway through the W administration that things were starting to come down, but they had already set this thing up to fall and collapse a long, long time ago. And now we're hearing, of course, even from Jamie Dimon and, you know, the J.P. Morgan group, that we are already, as Trump said, in a recession. As Trump said, we're already
there.
Yeah,
reckon maybe? Yep. I mean, where the hell have you guys been? Did you not get the memo, you know, a bunch of years ago? What the hell have you guys been smoking?
Yeah, well, I think the memo was buried between about a huge stack, almost a phone book size, of memos that said economic recovery, economic recovery, economic recovery. Way down at the bottom, you know. And then, of course, now on top, it's pretty evident that we're back to recession, not economic recovery. Yeah, with 46...
It's beyond a recession, Steve. I mean, this is an all-out depression. You know, we have a labor participation figure, you know, just barely over 60%. That means almost 40% of able-bodied working American people are unable to find work. This, you know, 5% unemployment number is pure, utter fiction.
Right, yes, and people have attacked Trump for saying that the number is closer to 20% if you mean unemployment plus underemployment, maybe even higher. And so the reality is, they're hiding all this from us, friends. And it's gonna come down eventually. I think they're gonna try to pull the rug out under any Republican who takes office. And Hillary Clinton, I'm sure, is not gonna have the capability of dealing with this at all, much less Bernie Sanders. So I mean, So we're looking at some problems, and the only thing to do really is arrest these guys like Iceland did, you know, and just abscond with everything that's physical and asset, and then say, as far as your interest goes, we'll let you go from jail, and you can go talk to those people who you owe and see how they treat you. You know, I mean, it's absolutely absurd to let this have gone as far as it has. and people keep covering for it. This country is just being built on lies, friends, everywhere. And I don't know how much longer it's going to last until the eggshells that we're standing on start to crack. And
they're already cracking. It's already coming apart. It's in its death throes. We're already past the point of no return, and there really isn't any fixing it. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, with this election, just because it's going to be a little bit different. But I really don't expect it to actually change much of anything, because we've gone too far down the path. Now, the Republican Party is destroying itself. The Democratic Party is destroying itself. There's rumors that Trump is talking to Gary Johnson and the Libertarians about getting on the Libertarian ticket. That would be kind of interesting to see the rise of the third party, a Trump-Johnson ticket. I definitely could stand behind that one and support that. It would be nice to see the two corrupt parties go away and be replaced with something a little bit more centric around the people. One can hope, anyway.
Right on, yeah. Well, we have this fellow named Bob in Florida hanging on here. Let's see if he's still there. We might be able to bring him in, because we're going to go to a break. But if Bob in Florida is there, he sounds a little like Bernie Sanders, the one I'm thinking of. Is Bob in Florida there?
Hello, this is Bob in Florida.
Hi, Bob. How you feeling?
I'm feeling just fantastic.
Fantastic. Are you feeling the burn today?
You know, anybody out there thinking that any of these politicians are going to change the system unless it is completely 100% abolished and completely changed, the Federal
Reserve
System.
Hang on there, Bob. We'll be back.
Hold that thought.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
friend Bob in Florida for a little bit, but Bob the Bernie will probably call us back, and we'll see what he has to say. He's going to the Free Your Mind conference this year. So anyhow, good things are happening, of course, and you had a comment, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was wrong about, you know, who I said was on the phone. I was looking back a little bit too far in the chat. But I think Bob actually has a really valid point. Bob Bernie Tuscan there, that, you know, the system is so corrupt that the only way we're ever going to have anything useful happen is for it to get torn down. And it's definitely on its way. And it's interesting to kind of watch this happen just for historical measure because, hey, we're watching history unfold. So with that, you know, we're here, front row seat, get the popcorn, watch it burn, because I do expect it to all come apart. There really is no validity to any of it. They are so illegitimate, it's not funny, and I'm tired of all of them, and I think we all are too, and it's going to be kind of interesting. And yes, the echo's gone now there, Dan, so I appreciate that. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. You know, he's got a valid point on that, and I can't disagree with him on it. You know, we're still talking about this and analyzing it more for historical content. That's it, because I don't expect anything to change out of this. I just kind of want to see it, and I want it to be something that we have a point to be made here, because when all of this does, you know, change the seats around, get new people in here, and nothing changes, we can say, I told you so. Now, let's do something completely different, because the very definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. And I'm tired of the freaking insanity.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it's going to take to clear the air, but I do know this, that there's going to have to be law enforcement. By that, I'm not saying that there has to be public gallows, right? And although some of these people, I think, are worthy of that in terms of the treason, murderous treason that they've carried on against this nation and against people all over the world. I do believe that somebody's going to have to haul them in and say, okay, wait a minute, you are guilty of this, 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 and this. What would you like to do? Would you like to work with us and solve this problem, or would you like to go through the process of being prosecuted? And if they say, we'll go through the process of being prosecuted, which I don't think any of these people will, you know, I think, or most of them anyway, I say, well, we'll start with the little rats and let the little rats rot out the big rats until we get to you, and you'll get the ultimate penalty. I mean, that's what it's really going to take. There's just been such a deviation from all, I mean, even the charter of the Federal Reserve, for example, they don't even operate legally by their own illegal charter. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
You know, so, the whole thing's ridiculous. I would be willing to offer them a very small window of amnesty. If they leave their assets and just get the hell out and go away and stop this crap, we won't go after you. But if you try to take your assets and you try to continue this stuff, we're going to have a pinata party, and you're not going to like the result.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to have to be, and you're going to have somebody who is willing to put the foot down. And that really, by definition, is the President of the United States. He is the top law enforcement official. He's supposed to be a cop. He's not supposed to fix the economy, friends, or make laws. He's supposed to enforce the laws, especially those that are constitutional and on the books, on the people who have violated them. That's his job. By definition, constitutionally, that's what he's supposed to do. And you're going to have somebody who has enough gumption and guts and determination to do that, to bring these banksters and a lot of these other people to justice. Now, we've got Paul hanging in New Jersey, and I would get to you, Paul, if you're still there, but we have a short break here, so I don't want to start that. We'll try to get to you after the break if you want to hold, because we're going to come up on another one. But, you know, just finishing up on these comments, we've got so much we could talk about. And, of course, you know, John Rappaport, our friend John Rappaport, has a new article on a new whistleblower dealing with the vaccination issues again. MMR, vaccination, the new film Vax Trader highlights one whistleblower, researcher William Thompson, who publicly admitted that he and his CDC colleagues lied, cheated, and committed gross fraud in exonerating the MMR vaccine and pretending it had no connection to autism. Now we have another, Dr. Peter Fletcher. The Daily Mail has a story from a former science chief who says the MMR fears are coming true. A former government medical officer responsible for deciding whether medicines are safe has accused the government's utterly inexplicable complacency over the MMR triple vaccine for children. And that's Dr. Peter Fletcher. Great story here. You know, I really do like the investigative work that John Rappaport does. An excellent reporter. And we'll maybe get into that and some other things after the break. So stay tuned, friends. Lightspeed will continue, and we'll take some calls. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, welcome back. Kicking off the second half here of Lightspeed today on a Friday afternoon, and good to have all of you with us on RBN. Glad to have you along. Etheric Dave is with me. I'm Steve Starrs, and got any comments before we take a call or two, Dave?
Yep, absolutely. Since you brought up that vaccine whistleblower story, I'm not sure how many more whistleblowers it's going to take to get this problem to go away, because all they're going to do is just, you know, ignore it and continue with what they're doing. It's very obvious that these things are toxic, and they cause far more harm than they do good, if there's any good that they cause at all. Having looked at all the statistics over the century, it doesn't really look like they're all that effective at all. And they're definitely causing massive amounts of harm. And somebody very close to me was completely screwed up by one of those vaccines and spent a long, agonizing 4 decades to die from it. And I kind of take it kind of personal. You know, it's ridiculous. If these vaccines were so good, people would be lined up around the block to get them, and they wouldn't have to talk about mandating them and forcing them on people. Is that not enough for you to go, you know, we might not think about this again? Anyway, and we could get into this. We could do a whole show on this. Right. In fact, we have before, and we will again. But we'll get to the calls here. I'll shut up now.
No, that's good, though. You're a good point there, because we're going to keep following up on this whole vaccine scam, friends. And it's an extremely dangerous thing that your kids are being affected by. Okay, I think if Paul has been patient enough to hold on in New Jersey, we'll try to get to him. Paul, are you still there?
Listen.
Hey, Paul?
Hey. Yeah, you know, if Bill Clinton is going to be sleeping in that White House at night, he ought to be keeping one eye open. The fact of the matter is, why, once Hillary gets elected, does she need to keep him alive? There's really no motivation. There's no reason to have him hanging around the White House, putting in his 2 bits, giving advice, or any of that. Guaranteed, she is not going to want to hear any of it. She's going to want him out of the White House.
Right, but don't you think that the plan is to try to get Bill into the UN, you know, to be, what is it, Secretary General or whatever, get him out of the White House and get him into the UN? Isn't that kind of really where they're going with this?
No, I believe more that she would much prefer one of her lesbian gal pals. That is way more the type that she is and the way she's going to operate. I think she's just keeping him around for the election to get elected, and as soon as she gets inaugurated, she is going to save him for a bad political season, then she's going to murder him off. She's going to poison him or have him have a heart attack, because he's so frail, like a Skeletor as is. He looks like he's going to be dead any minute. And so it'll be totally believable if she if he dies from whatever it is. And then she'll be, again, a victim of pity, and she'll get the, you know, be able to get through whatever future scandal she's planning now.
Yeah,
the way her mind works is she, you know, plans her crimes in advance, as you can tell by the email scandals.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
You know, and, so I just don't think she would want to be lorded over by him in the White House, having him around and giving advice and just stealing her thunder and hogging all the limelight and sucking the air out of the room.
That's a possibility. You know, what do you think of the way the Black Lives Matter thing blew up and all that situation? I mean, it's, you know, Bill Clinton is not really what you might call her best campaign advocate, is he?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, whether he's subconsciously or consciously trying to sabotage it. Because, again, if she becomes president, then she is going to share his legacy. And so if he sabotages her presidency and she either ends up in jail or loses the election, then he'll only be the great, you know, Clinton in history. He grabs all the, you know, the accolades, and she's just a, you know, little reminder and a little historical nothing in comparison to him. And
yeah,
so that's, I think, a very likely, you know, thing playing out behind the scenes and between married couples.
Yeah, it could be. She's a failed Secretary of State, and also really, in my opinion, a very poor senator and a very poor first lady. And, you know, she's not a really good spokesperson for the Democratic Party, especially with all the crimes against women that she's helped cover up all these years. But, you know, I wonder whether she's actually going to make it, to be honest with you. You know, she's got so much baggage. I think she's mentally ill. I really do think that she's going to crack under the pressure eventually. And I don't know whether they're going to try to whisk her out and put Uncle Joe Biden in there instead or something along those lines. But, you know, it's hard to say. And the other side of that, though, is, Paul, you know, well, the Republicans need her because they're trying to put her in power. At least the elitists are. You know what I mean? They've been covering for Barack Obama all these years. I mean, look at this. 9/11, everything they've been covering up all these years is apt to come out, and they need her as a scapegoat. You know, well,
right.
You see, you didn't vote for us, and look what happened. You got Hillary. You didn't vote.
Well, that's part of the reason why I think they're backing Cruz, because they know Cruz is a loser. And also, as I've said, after Cruz gets nominated in the Republican Party, I predict that you're going to see different appellate justices and maybe even Supreme Court justices coming out of the woodwork and putting injunctions on allowing Cruz onto the ballot. And that, by the way, I would argue is perfectly legal for judges to come out and say, we can't let this foreigner who's ineligible be on these ballots. That's illegitimate. And before you know it, that secures Hillary's victory. And that's,
they should have done that all along.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's why these Republicans, like the Mark Levins and the Glenn Becks out there, are really such treacherous lowlifes, especially a Levin, who is supposedly a constitutional scholar. He should know better. And, you know, even Cruz's Harvard professor, Lawrence Tribe, says he's ineligible. You know, and so yeah. Cruz, this really shows also his character flaw. What a power-hungry, greedy, little inconsiderate Constitution hater he is that he would even run.
Yeah, he's absolutely a fraud. Everybody knows that, and he has been all along. And, of course, he is. This is why I had called my Republican senator and congressman and told him, this guy's illegal. What are you doing? What are you doing here? Well, they're dividing the party at the top. Of course, this is going to hurt all the little Republicans all the way down the chain, friends. Because
and secretly they can't say they won Hillary, but they won Hillary.
Yeah, and that's why they're keeping her around. They should be prosecuting her instead of projecting her as president. It's their responsibility. Just like you said with the judges, this is their responsibility. It's not just partisan politics. It's their job to be doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Get this criminal off the ballot, because that's what he is. He's usurping. He's doing the very thing the Republicans and in the birther movement complained about Obama, which, by the way, I was very sympathetic about back in 2009 in that period.
Yeah, even Trump brought that issue up, and of course I've been, you know, I just going through some of YouTube and I'm seeing all the information that's coming out from Columbia, Occidental College, various places, you know, where he is supposed to be, and he's claimed himself as a foreigner. You know,
yep.
I mean, this guy's got so many different social security numbers and names. I mean, he's nothing more than a sock puppet with an evil hand inside. I don't think a man has a mind of his own, to be honest with you. I don't hate Barack Obama because when I look in his eyes, I don't see anybody there. I just see a sock puppet. And, you know, he's a fabrication of the CIA. He's been all along. And the Republicans have done nothing about that. And, of course, now when they run Ted Cruz, they have no excuse to argue about the legalities of Hillary Clinton, right? In that
yeah.
kind of the way it works. And then, of course, he can take a dive, and we can end up with that crazy, insane woman who has no idea how to handle anything, much less her own life. You know, I mean, it's just absolutely insane the way these people operate, and we let them, because even up and down the chain, these people all follow orders.
But the thing concerning Cruz, he won't take a dive. He'll just lose. The fact of the matter is he's unlikable. He just has a bad character, and the women aren't going to vote for him. The pro-choicers aren't going to vote for him. He's a demographic dead weight. He's not going to go anywhere. He's no chance could he win. And so if you look at all the five candidates out there, the only viable one for Republican and semi-conservative victory is Trump. You know, and that's all there is to it. And Trump, as I've argued, is a more healthier candidate because his whole livelihood is based, and the livelihood of his family is based that casino goers are middle class and working class people who have a little disposable income to go to his casinos and hotels. You see, and so he's going to want to make sure that the American people have a few bucks in their pockets so they can go spend some money at his resorts and
sure. Yeah,
and his hotels.
he's been through bankruptcy himself. What is it, twice now, and pulled it back out. And, you know, the key thing is we are a bankrupt nation. I mean, there's probably nobody better than dealing with massive bankruptcy than Donald Trump. You know? I mean, say what you like, you know. I mean, he's been there. He knows what we're looking at here. And, of course, I don't know how he's going to fix all this. I think he needs to arrest the Federal Reserve, to be honest with you. That's my opinion. But,
Yeah, and by the way, that might be a secret plan for paying off the $19 trillion national debt.
Yeah, I think it would be. You know, put these guys on their own prisoner's island, you know what I mean, where they can stay out there and even build Disneyland for themselves if they like. I don't care. Just get them out of here, you know what I mean, and take everything, all the interest, all that, cut it off, and say, let's start all over again.
We could turn it into a reality show and let them vote each other off the island.
Yeah, that would be cool. But they wouldn't be able to vote each other off the island. The only vote would be that we throw them off the island to the sharks outside, you know?
Yeah, oh, well, that's the only place they got to go, we know, off the island. I mean, it's not they get to come back here or anything like that.
Yeah.
And we get to watch them being eaten alive by the sharks, and then we can charge it pay-per-view, and then we can pay the national debt off that way.
Right, yeah, a lot of money for that.
Right. Only problem with that is I don't think there's enough accountants who would want to watch that show. Right.
Yeah.
They're the only people who would want to watch it.
Right. Well, you know, a few of us who have the urge to see some justice might want to see too. But I mean, it's a mess, and you've got problems in the medical industrial complex, which is breaking our back economically. And listening to these reports yesterday, I heard that 4 out of every 10 students who graduate from college with student debt, they can't even pay the student debt, much less buy a house, get a job, get started in life. You know, they can't even pay their student debt. And so we're at this point right now where we got, and I'm talking to these young ones who, they think Trump is some kind of a crazy racist. And I'm saying, look, this is your future we're talking about. You know,
I was just going to interject that, concerning student debt, I'm not sympathetic towards that at all. If you borrow the money, you pay back the money. And that's a very good lesson in life. What are they going to colleges that you're not coming out with a good degree in? I say throw them in debtor's prison like our founders would have wanted, because how dare they not pay their debts?
Yeah, I would be glad if they had jobs. You know, the problem is they don't have jobs either, you know, Paul. That's a key thing. If they rack up $100,000 in debt, that's not that much, but they don't have a job to pay for it either. That's what I'm getting at. You know, there's no way that they can actually pay it back, even if they were wanting to.
Well, hold up, though. The one thing about that, though, is with the aging baby boomer population, there's going to be a lot of openings coming up as we, you know, retire and die. And so there's going to be, you know, lots of potential jobs as they fill our shoes. So I'm not sympathetic towards these kids in their student loan. They should have gone to trade school.
Well, I may be competing with them for that $15 an hour job at McDonald's, my friend.
Well, those jobs are going to go to robots soon anyway. But still, as I said, the demographics, the baby boomers are going to be retiring soon. So there's going to be a lot of positions opening soon. So people should, keep their chin up. It's going to happen. I think that in the long run, things are going to come around for taking care of the elderly and changing bedpans for old geezers like myself.
Yeah, I hope I'm never in that position, but, we're all facing that sooner or later, and it happens much faster than we want it to realize, right, Paul?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Dave, he wouldn't know that. He's a young guy. So, you know, we're kind of leaving him out of the loop here, you know. You know, how's your golf game, Dave?
Not as good as it used to be, you know. After I got sick and got back out there, I realized I forgot how to play golf.
You know, if I went out and said I forgot how to play golf, it would be no better than when I remembered how to play golf. The one thing I do remember about golf is that I don't play it. You know, not because I'm not mean on the green and I'm a pretty good chipper, but man, I'm a left-hander and I slice. You know, I have to line up 45 degrees off the fairway to hit it somewhere close to the middle of it. You know,
so I was never all that consistent, but at times I had some really beautiful shots. You know, enough to keep me coming back. You know, time after time after time, and I was getting better. And then you get sick and you're away from it for 5 years, and kind of realize that, well, I can't do this anymore. Well, that kind of sucks. Oh, well, sell all my gear.
Yep. Well, there's frustration, there's disappointment, there's hurt, and then there's golf, ladies and gentlemen, you know, for me anyway. The rest of you, I hope you're playing well. I hope your game goes good. But, no, I am not a golfer anymore. Never really was a prominent one due to the back that I just couldn't drive the ball. You know, I've tried. Yeah, everybody says you can fix that. Sure you can. Mm-hmm, you know, and not in my lifetime, and I'm not going to mess any more with it. So, yeah, I'm not trying to make a joke about that, but, you know, Trump has all these huge golf courses all over the world too, you know, and this is another one of those things that the middle class used to enjoy and do, and it's not that his hotels or businesses and casinos aren't doing well. It's because there's no money for this left anymore, and we're running into that fast, and it's going to take a lot of people out of the workplace. Well, hey, Paul, any more comments?
Real quick. That's all, gentlemen. Thank you
have a good week. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate that. Yeah, those
Excellent.
Are good points. I like Paul. He brings up some good stuff there. And
yeah, absolutely. Know, stay safe out there, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. You know, the whole thing with Hillary is a mystery, friends. It really is. And, you know, how she's gotten this far is a mystery. And, of course, the email stuff is still boiling in the background. Maybe it'll be Paul Ryan versus Joe Biden for all we know in the mainstream parties. But as he said before, you know, there is the possibility if Trump continues to get robbed and this thing happens and they start to, they do this and he can present his case that, look, we have been telling you about the crooked deal going on here all along. That does not hold me bound to a pledge to stay with your wicked, crooked party. I am leaving, and I'm going to take as many people who want to come with me, which I'll be one of them, of course, and we're leaving. We're leaving the Republicans. And like you said, Dave, up and down the ladder all the way, you know, congressmen, senators, governors, mayors, you know, state attorneys, state treasurers, state, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? All the way down to dog catcher.
The dominoes will start to fall, and that is inevitable. I mean, it's going to happen at some point anyway as this system becomes even more illegitimate than it is right now. And I just cringe thinking about the whole thing. It's not what we want to see, but it needs to happen. And I definitely don't want to see Hillary get in the White House. I don't think Bill will make a very attractive first lady, although, you know, probably more so than she was.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you may be right about Bill. They've got plans for him to go somewhere. Maybe he'll just get sick, or maybe I'll just go out to play to surf at the Waikiki. Who knows what he's going to do, but you know that's another bridge, right? We'll cross later.
Yep, needs to go away. That's all I care. You can go anywhere else, just not here.
Right. Hey, be back after the break again for the final segment here of Lightspeed. Stay tuned to us right here on RBN.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling.
Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hey, welcome back to the final segment of a Friday Afternoon Club, Lightspeed Friends. It's always a privilege and always a pleasure to be with you here on the network. I just enjoy it. I really do. You know, I mean, I'm in it just because you folks are there. You know, and that's the reason why Dave is here too, right, Dave?
Absolutely. If it wasn't for all you guys out there, we would find something else to do. Hopefully we're giving you some good ideas and something useful to talk about to your friends and spread this on out there, because we cannot do it alone. We need each and every one of you to get involved and at least talk to people.
Right, yeah. Visit the website too, republicbroadcasting.org. Support our sponsors. Make a donation if you can. We'll keep it going as long as we can, and we've got to be here. I mean, good students of history and politics and people like that always are a big part of change, friends, and you know, we just got to stay in touch and keep looking at things. You know, all kinds of good stories up there on the website that I'm looking at right now. California students disrupt Israeli mayor's speech. Dave, oh my goodness, can you believe that? You know,
oh, anti-Semites.
No, free speech in America can't have that anymore. And of course, you know, a lot of stories. And being a documentary producer myself, I'm seeing a deja vu sort of situation with films like Vaxxed and some of these others that are coming out. You know, we also have Hillary the movie, if you want to see the horror story of Hillary. I mean, there's all kinds of things out there, but I mean, they're really trying politically to shut down free speech. And this is, you know, a big issue of what we got to look at right now in this country, friends, because this has got to stay open. We've got to stay on the air. We've got to keep talking.
Yeah, we absolutely do, and talk loudly at that. I mean, our message has got to get out there. We've got to get people to think for themselves and stop buying up all this propaganda. That is what has led us down this dangerous path, and if we continue, we won't have a nation left, and we may already be past the point of no return. You know, we all want to be able to go experience history and see all this stuff that happened in the past, but here we are right now in the here and now. History is unfolding right now. And if you ever had any inclination of going back in time and, like, you know, getting rid of Hitler or whatever and trying to change history, why don't you change history right now? We've got the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, of course, I like to look at history to learn things about it, you know. And we're talking about the political parties. You know, you look at what happened right before the Civil War, the old Whig Party, which was kind of like the Republican Party of its day, you know, not actually, but they fell apart in the mid-1850s, and that's how the Republican Party got started. John C. Fremont, you know, the old explorer, was the first candidate in 1856. And so people were kind of disenfranchised, and you had the Northern Democrats and the Southern Democrats, and they were kind of fighting among themselves. And then you had John Bell and some others, you know. And so as a result, they had four parties in that election in 1860. You know, I think about Ross Perot. He got like 19% of the vote in, was it 92, I believe it was, 19%.
Yep.
So that's quite a size. Bill Clinton won the presidency with only 43% of the vote, friends. He never did get over 50. He was 49, I think, in 96. So, you know, I mean, these third parties can have an effect on things. I don't know whether it's going to be good or bad. I mean, you know, obviously old man Bush was setting up the table there for his other son, as he calls him, Bill Clinton. The Bush and Clinton connection is horrifically evil. But we've seen that before. Yet it doesn't take much more from 19% to get over that 33-34% where you very well could win the election. So we'll have to see. You know, things can change, can't they, Dave?
Yep, absolutely. And it's up to us to be the change we want to see in the world. So get out there, do something useful. Get ready for the approaching storm because it is definitely coming. We'll be back next week here on RBN. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, stay safe and stay free.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Final show of this week's health special, and we'll be talking about a number of different things, from vaccines to eating junk food to the discussion of these viruses that we're told to fear, the SARS virus and beyond. I have a lot to get to. We'll also keep the phone lines open for your contribution to this health week. So any health related comments, questions, or statements, we'll keep open lines for the entire show, 800-313-9443. That's toll free at 800-913-9433. Did I get the numbers wrong, Mr. Producer, just now? 313. No, I did. It's 800-313-9443. I said it wrong the first time. You didn't hear me? Anyways. So we'll get right into it. But first, I want to mention a few non-health related stories in this opening.